We'll call the conference committee on the operating and mental health appropriation bills to order. We have with us today Senator Stedman, Senator Thomas, Representative Thomas, Representative Gara, and Representative Stoltz. Today we are meeting again on HB 284 and 285 on the open items. Today's agenda as follows. The Department of Open Items will be taken up based on the motion sheets distributed to the members earlier today. The intent, it is the intent of the legislature that the Department of Health and Social Services budget submission limited expenditures from tobacco use, education, and cessation funds to continue year funds to current year anticipated revenue plus up. Wait a minute, where am I here? Yeah. Plus up to 15% of the funds fund balance carried forward to FY13. I don't know if I have the right sheet.
Not in the right order, I think.
Yeah. Sorry about that. We have the education, Department of Education, Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following Department of Education's budget. Items 1-2, Senate. Item 3, Senate OTI, one-time increment. Item 4, Senate minus 150,000. Item 5, House. Item 6, 7, 8, Senate. Item 9, Senate minus 150,000. Item 10, House plus 50,000. Items 11, 12, 13, Senate. Items 14, House. Item 15, House plus 75,000. Item 16, Senate. Item 17, Senate OTI. Item 18, House.
Are there any objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion carries. That leaves items 19 and 20 that are opened. That brings us to the Department of Health and Social Services, Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Health and Social Services Department's budget. Item 1, House. Item 2, Senate. Item 3, Senate. 325,000 General Fund, MTAR, and 325,000 MTAR Mental Health, and 325,000 MTAR. Item 5, Senate. Item 6, House. Item 7, 8, Senate. Items 9, House. Item 10,
House epidemiology allocation.
Item 10, House. Items 11, 12, 13, Senate. Item 14, Senate minus 75,000, change fund to general fund mental health. Item 15, Senate plus 110,000. Item 16, Senate. Item 17, Senate minus 100,000. Item 18, 19, 20, Senate. Item 21, new CC intent. It reads as follows. It is the intent of the legislature that the Department of Health and Social Services FY14 budget submission limit expenditures from the Tobacco Use Education and Cessation Fund to current year anticipated revenue plus up to 15% of the fund balance carried into FY14.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion passes. Item 4 will remain open in the Department of Health and Social Services budget. That brings us to the Department of Natural Resources, Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Natural Resources budget. Item 10, Senate minus 44,700. Item 11, Senate.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted, and this action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Natural Resources budget. The Department of Revenue, Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt following in the Revenue Department's budget. Items 5, 6, 8, 9, House.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted, and this action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Revenue. The language section, Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the language section subject to conference. Item 5, Senate. Item 6, Senate. Items 10, 11, House. Item 12, Senate. Item 14, Senate.
Are there any objections to that motion? That motion is adopted. The items that remain open in the language section are items 3 and 7. That brings us to the mental health capital budget on House Bill 285. Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee adopt the following in the mental health capital budget items in HB 285. Items 1, 2, 3, 4, Senate. Item 5, House. Items 6, 7, Senate.
Is there objection to that motion? Any objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. This action closes the conferenceable items in HB 285, the mental health capital budget. Further committee meetings, we anticipate that we'll have our next conference meeting at 3:45 today. Are there any other items that, any other business that would come before the committee? We are in recess until 3:45. We'll call the conference committee back to order on the operating and mental health appropriation bills. Joining me again today are all members, myself, Senator Stedman, Senator Thomas, Representative Thomas, Representative Stoltz, and Representative Gara. We will continue on HB 284 and 285 on the open items. The items on today's agenda are as follows. The departments with open items will be taken up on the basis of the motion sheets distributed to members earlier today. The first department that we'll take up is the Department of Commerce and Community and Economic Development. Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in Commerce, Community, Economic Development Department's budget. Item one, House.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, that motion is adopted, and this action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Commerce and Commerce, Community, and Economic Development's budget. That brings us to the Department of Health and Social Services. Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Health and Social Services Department's budget. Item four, Senate.
Are there objections? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Health and Social Services. The Department of Labor, Workforce, and Development. Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Labor and Workforce Development's budget. Item 9, Senate, Inc. T, 3 years.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Representative Thomas.
Mr. Chairman, I move reopen labor item number 2.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that is opened. Representative Thomas.
Mr. Chairman, I move rescind our action on labor number 2 and adopt the House number.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that is adopted. This action closes all conferenceable items in the Department of Law's Labor's budget. The University. Representative Thomas.
I move that the committee reopen the University of Alaska's budget to add intent language.
Seeing no objection. Representative Thomas.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following intent language relating to our selection on item 1, University of Alaska Anchorage ICER Education Policy Research. You want me to read the whole thing?
Please.
Please. Lordy. It is intent of the legislature that $250,000 of this appropriation be used to evaluate Alaska's education system and make recommendations aimed at increasing student achievement. The evaluation should not focus on funding, except that it may recommend redirection of how a district is investing existing funding. The evaluation parameters should include instructional programs, including comprehensive curriculum, instructional materials, and effectiveness of professional development and instructional practices. Evaluation of vocational and college preparedness, tracks for education, district efficiency, including efficiency of district administration, instructional leadership, including instructional accountability, teacher retention and tenure, effectiveness and efficiency of remote delivery of education, efficiency and effectiveness of state professional development, barriers to success that are within school district control, particularly with regard to the fourth and eighth grade reading and mathematics scores and national examinations. It should also examine the length of the school year, length of school day, and instructional time per day. The evaluation will also provide a comparison of Alaska District's practice to national practices on each of these parameters, including a comparison of Alaska standards and expectations to those of other states.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that is adopted. This action closes conferenceable items in the University of Alaska's budget. The language section. Representative Thomas.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the language section subject to conference. Item 3, Senate. Item 7, Senate.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. And this action closes the conferenceable items for the language section subject to conference. Fund transfers and labor agreements. Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the fund transfers and agreements motion sheet. Items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Senate.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted, and this action closes conferenceable items for fund transfers and labor agreements. At this time, we will be, are there any other items for to be brought up at this time from any members? Seeing none, we have a couple of items, one item left, and then we have the fiscal notes, so we will be recessing till 5:30 to hopefully complete the work of the conference committee. So we are in recess. We'll call the Conference Committee on the Operating and Mental Health Appropriations Bills to order. Present is myself, Senator Stedman, Senator Thomas, Representative Thomas, Representative Stoltz, and Representative Gara. Today we'll be meeting again on HB 284 and 285 on the open items. The items on today's agenda are as follows. The departments with open items will be taken up based upon the motion sheets distributed to the members earlier today. With that, we have the Department of Education, Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following the Department of Education's budget. Item 19, House. Item 20, Senate. Item 21, Committee Conference New Intent. It is the intent of the legislature that Board of Education include the following in their annual report under AS 14.07.168, semicolon, Board recommendations to improve Alaska students' performance, and an additional report card element that highlights the fourth and eighth grade NAEP scores Alaska's students' performance relative to other states and jurisdictions. Further, the legislature requests the above to be reported to them by January 31st, 2013.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Education's budget. Fiscal notes. We will now address the fiscal notes that will be attached to HB 284. Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee adopt the fiscal notes for HB 284 as shown on the spreadsheet labeled Fiscal FY13 Fiscal Notes, Conference Committee dated April 14th, 2012. For the record, the fiscal note appropriating $86,811,000 to the Public Education Fund is effective June 30th, 2012, and HB 358 is a multi-year appropriation.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. We will now...
Brief Eddies.
We'll come back to order on the other action we've taken. It states spreadsheet, but it's referring to section 2 of the draft to the bill that was disseminated to the committee members. So that should be reflected. And that brings us to address the fiscal notes that will be attached to HB 285. Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee adopt fiscal notes for HB 285 as shown on the draft section 2 to HB 284 labeled FY 13 fiscal notes, conference committee dated April 14, 2012.
285. HB 285, is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion passes.
Mr. Chairman.
Wait, let me. Oh, you have another. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I move that we replace the fiscal note for SCR 24 with a fiscal note for $75,000 in FY13.
Is there objection to that motion? That motion is adopted. Brief Eddies. Come back to order. This is the final meeting of the conference bill on 284 and 285. On behalf of the Senate, I'd like to thank the members of the House and all the work that's gone into this. I'd like to thank David Teal and his staff and all the secretaries. Do you have any additional comments you'd like to make?
I'd like to thank your staff, Tim, there, and my staff for working hard on this, and David Teal and his staff. So it's not an easy process, especially with 4 or 5 days here. So, and yourself, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.